Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. We have a lot going on this evening, specifically in the world of sports. Gopher football kicks off in less than an hour. The Minnesota Lynx, they tip off in less than an hour. So we have plenty of sports items that we will dive into here over the course of the next 3 hours. Full show tonight. But the A topic, and should be, just the never-ending nightmare of gun violence that reared its ugly head yesterday here in South Minneapolis. Last night on Final Pitch, even though that's a Twins post-game show, of course I was thinking about the young kids that died yesterday. The young children that were injured yesterday. The families impacted. Our community impacted. Our nation impacted. And we continue to let each other down as a nation. And it saddens me. Not only does it sadden me, it angers me. It fills me up with the frustration of everything that we continue to see, but we seem to not want to make any sort of changes with regards to trying to reel this problem in. Knowing that we have a gun violence problem in this country, like no other nation on earth, is infuriating. And the most infuriating part is that we are unwilling to do something about it. And I'm not saying that there is some magic wand that's going to satisfy everyone. But we know that something has to change. We know this. And so far, we have been unwilling to change. Columbine, Sandy Hook, I mean, we could just go through school after school, and not just schools, because this is not just about school shootings, but just in general. We have been unwilling to change. And I think that that's the thing that frustrates and upsets me more than anything. We can come up with so many technological advances in this world that do so many things. We can put men and women into outer space. We tell our young people that they can accomplish anything that they put their minds to. That they can be whatever they want to be in life. But we can't curb gun violence? I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that. And this is not some rant about just take all the guns. But in life, we have to, at some point, admit our faults, acknowledge our weaknesses, our flaws, our problems, and address those problems. And we know that in relationships, right? Like in a marriage or in whatever type of relationship that you may have, sometimes you got to compromise. So my question would be to you guys at 651-461-9226, because I'm not sitting here acting as though this is a simple solution. Because I know that sometimes we try to make it be that. It's just, you know, it's just super simple. Just ban, you know, assault weapons and all. It's never an easy thing. But what are we willing to give up to make sure that we're all safer? All of us. Every man, woman, and child. What are we willing to give up to make sure that we are all safer? Because I do wonder what you guys think about that. 651-461-9226. That's the WCCO radio talk and text line. To think that yet again, a parent sends their 8-year-old, their 10-year-old to school, and they will never hug or hold their kid again. If that doesn't make you angry, if that does not want you to see some sort of change, then what are we doing? Like, seriously. It shouldn't have to be a situation where it's the school your kid goes to, or your kid, or in your family. That shouldn't matter. We should all be trying to come up with some sort of solution. To think that in this country, we have the ability to do so many different things, but we can't get to the root of this. And I know that this is like the problems are layered, because we hear the same things about mental health, and we hear about, you know, how many guns are out there. And like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. But like, can we actually put in the time, the effort, tweak some things so that we can get the outcome that we want? Like, that's to me the start. Let's put in the work now. Do I think that there is going to be a day where there's never going to be a school shooting or a mass shooting wherever? No. I honestly, tragedies are going to happen because there's a lot of bad people in the world. I think we can be safer, though. But what are we going to do to get to be safer? Yesterday was a day filled with my brain, my heart, my entire body, my emotions captured by this. Yeah, last night for work, sitting there watching the Twins, playing the Blue Jays, thinking about this. Seriously. Yeah, Byron Buxton hits a couple of home runs. Cool. Nice escape. Sports. Microphone pops on last night, final pitch. I'm thinking about this. That's just real talk. But we got to do something, Chris, because you know how people say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired? I am sick and tired. Like, this is... To think that wherever I go, this can be a topic. It can be WCCO radio. It can be KFAN. It can be 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. It doesn't matter where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what station I'm at. To think that at every single stop that these conversations take place, that these tragedies continue to happen, it's beyond tragic. It's beyond sad. And you got a daughter.
Yes. Yeah, I do. And we would like to think that she is safe. A couple of nights ago, ironically, Tuesday night, you know, really 12 hours before this took place, we were at a parent orientation for incoming freshmen. And one of the points that they made was about student safety and having police officers and security. I'm thinking that's just the world that we live in now. And we can look at mass shootings overall. And I know some people, well, it wasn't a mass shooting. There were only two kids that were shot and killed. So it's not really a mass shooting. No, it was a mass shooting because there were multiple that were injured. I don't care about how many were killed. The very fact that there were, you know, upwards of 20 people that were injured in this. And we can go to mass shootings. You can go all the way back to Columbine in Aurora in the movie theater. And the one thing that you said, Henry, it's a frustrating and a sad and a maddening cycle. And I think you absolutely nailed it. We talked about this a little bit before we came on the air. We just kind of, you know, chatting about some things. We could have stopped it at Columbine, and we didn't. We could have stopped it at Sandy Hook. We didn't. Could have stopped it at Parkland. We didn't. Could have stopped it at Uvalde. We didn't. We could stop it after yesterday. We're not going to. Why? Why are we not going to stop it? Thoughts and prayers. You can take your thoughts and prayers and stick them where the sun doesn't shine. Because we need action. We need action. But some people just do not want action. The status quo is good enough. And we always say too, Henry, it's got to hit home. This is home. This is home. How much closer can it get? It's here. It's in our backyard.
651-461-9226. If you'd like to weigh in, I'd love to get your thoughts via text. I'd love to get a phone call or two. Let's discuss and let's talk about this. And speaking of thoughts and prayers, I know that Mayor Jacob Fry, he made some comments about thoughts and prayers yesterday. I want to address that, and we will do that next year on The Lake Show. 651-461-9226. The reality that we still have not come up with some solutions or gotten further down the road to reining this in, to being a country that is dealing with the problem, and we're having less incidents, that's not where we're at. We continue to have incident after incident after incident. And by the way, when a person says, address just mental health, that person needs to understand. And this is the part, because we need to look in the mirror. Mental health is an issue all over the world. So if we understand that mental health is an issue all over the world, but the incidents in this country are off the charts and not all over the world, what does that tell you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That maybe it's more than just about mental health. Maybe it's a little bit deeper than that. Or maybe not even deep at all. Let's go to Bill in northern Minnesota. He wants to chime in. Hey, Bill, thanks for the phone call, my friend.
Yeah, I'm originally from Sioux Falls. I'm traveling up to northern Minnesota to my cabin, and I was listening to your radio. And it's never brought up. The people surrounding these, quote, shooters and such forth, they got to know there's changes in these people, and they don't step up. I'm a Vietnam vet. Mm-hmm. I've had a number of friends of mine that committed suicide. We have prevented 3 people from doing it because we saw a change and we stood up and said something and helped them.
Yep.
And these families, girlfriends, boyfriends, parents, neighbors, have got to see changes. These people are doing drastic things beforehand. They got to see the changes. Why can't they come forward and say something?
Let me ask you this, Bill, because I like where you're going with this, but the reality is that there are going to be situations where you should be able to see things, like you're mentioning, but I think that the mass majority of it you won't see, right? Like we're not going to see all of this stuff. That's just not possible. That's like trying to catch I'm with you. Like, there are certain instances where, yes, you should be able to see stuff and you should be able to speak out and try to get the person the proper help or whatever that they need. But a lot of times,
they hide it very well.
Yeah. Well, it's like with suicide. Like, a lot of times you don't know a person's dealing with issues or has a problem until it's too late.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's little things that they could say, you know, this isn't right.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know.
Yep.
And if they would just say something, maybe it would stop one of these people or whatever.
Yeah. I hear you, Bill.
And, you know, I mean, nobody ever talks about it. They all kind of, it's like an elephant in the room, you know, and maybe if people started talking about it and said, you know, if you have a friend that's not being normal, or he's a little bit off, he's doing weird things like going to that church or buying ammunition, you know, that should raise a red flag.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Bill in northern Minnesota. Look, I'm not disagreeing with anything that Bill just said, but the reality is that people mask problems all the time.
Yes, absolutely. 100.
Whether it's a drinking issue, whether it could be, you know, they're dealing with mental health issues and nobody can tell. I mean, people are all the time camouflaging their lies.
Because it's a sense of shame at times.
And it's hard to. But now Bill says, though, and I agree with Bill, there are obvious red flags at times. And those family members, whether it's a parent, whether it's a brother, whether it's a sister, whether it's a friend, they should be somebody to step up. But a lot of times in those instances, they just flat out, they don't. Let's go to Susan, who's calling in from Hinckley. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Hey, I have emailed and texted Pete Stauber, our congressman, numerous times about this issue. And I have called him and I've left messages and said, this is crazy what's happening. And the last time I emailed him was after he had a picture of him standing in a gun store at the, you know, with all these guns behind him, smiling, like, I'm a gun supporter. And I thought, oh my gosh, I have six grandchildren from 14 to 6 years old, and I cannot stand the thought that something could happen to them. And, I mean, when you're talking about guns, is that I used to work in a high school, and I had a student come to me one time and say, you know, I'm doing a report on gun issues. What do you think? And I told him what I think. And I said, what do you think? And he said, well, I'm a hunter, so I don't want them to take away my guns. And I said, they are not going to take away your guns.
Yep.
They are not going to take away your guns.
That's always the default, Susan.
That's always the default.
Yeah.
I know, but it's got to stop.
Yeah.
This person that shot these four children, four guns, and they were legally bought.
Hey, thanks for the phone call from Susan and Hinckley. I could make out the majority of what she was trying to say. There was a little bit of you got to make sure you turn your radio down. But I mean, she brings up good points. Look, I've been in a situation years ago. I can't remember what year this was, but I was working at a school. And luckily, a kid mentioned something. You go to the backpack in the locker, and you find a weapon. Right? To think that was in a building that I was at, and that a young person cared enough to say to an adult, look, you know, Johnny's got such and such, or I think he's got... Just imagine what could have happened. Well, imagine what could have happened. So those are the kind of the scary things that we deal with. But I did want to get to, because it's been a hot button topic since yesterday with regards to Mayor Jacob Pratt and him talking about thoughts and prayers yesterday. We're going to play for you two clips, okay? Let's start with the presser, because they had the presser yesterday, and that was the first time that the phrase thoughts and prayers, because that always comes up, right, typically with politicians, and he mentioned it yesterday, but he mentioned it in the way of talking about stop saying thoughts and prayers.
And don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school. They were in a church. These are kids that should be learning with their friends. They should be playing on the playground.
All right, and so then he was on a little bit later with Chad Harpin. And look, props to all the shows. And I thought that Chad was just like when you have something like that, as tragic as yesterday was, because I was kind of I was in my feelings, and I'm watching Fox 9 and I'm listening, and I'm like, I wonder if he's going to go to the fair. Great show by Chad. He did a phenomenal job. Fry comes on with Shad and talks about, you know, it's a numbers issue, but the, you know, thoughts and prayers comes up again.
And people in this country, there are plenty of other places around the world where something horrific happens and they say, you know what, let's change it so that it doesn't happen again. Let's change policy. Let's change the way that these things are handled. Let's provide mental health care. Let's do the necessary things that need to take place so it's more than just thoughts and prayers.
All right, so this is the deal, because people talked about him in the thoughts and prayers comments, okay? This is my take on it. Was his verbiage or use of the phrase the best with regards to, you know, I'm sick of your thoughts and prayers or whatever, or any politician? This is not just about Mayor Jacob Pryor, but we're utilizing him because he came on the station yesterday. It happened here. He's talking about thoughts and prayers, because we oftentimes hear that from politicians about thoughts and prayers. And do I think that verbiage or usage of that phrase yesterday in terms of like, I'm sick, do I think that was the best? No. No, saying that you don't care about thoughts and prayers or whatever, if it's taken that way by people, is that a good thing? No, I would say it's not. But let's be honest, people here, okay? Let's just be realistic. He wasn't saying don't pray for the families. And I've called out Mayor Fry about things that I like or I dislike, but he was not saying don't pray for the families. Don't pray for the kids. Don't pray for the community. Don't pray. He's not saying that prayers are worthless. That was not what he was saying. That's not how I took it. I don't think that anybody can look another person in the face and honestly think that that's what he was, you know, insinuating. What he was saying was, in my opinion, is that prayers aren't enough. We must do more. That's the way that I took it. Now maybe it came out wrong, okay? I'll give you that. Because on the surface, it comes across like, screw thoughts and prayers. I'm sick and tired of hearing about thoughts and prayers. Do I think that Mayor Jacob Pryor is saying to the world, take your thoughts and prayers and shove it? I don't think that it's worthy of even doing. No, I don't. I think that he was emotional. He was frustrated. And in the moment, he's like, we need to do more. That's how I took that. Is that how you took it, Chris? How did you take it? Because I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, I took it as he's very frustrated. He's angry. And to me, we need context. Everything needs context. Those comments need context. Because thoughts and prayers are not action. You need action. It's not thoughts and prayers. Because when he said, hey, these kids were literally in a church praying, is it God's will that these kids are gunned down when they're praying? It's asinine to think that we can continue on this, well, let's just leave it up to God's hands and God's will. I don't think God's will is for kids to be gunned down first week of school in a church while worshiping. So we need action. To me, that's the way that I took it. And for him to be exasperated and frustrated and angry, it's all within reason, because we're all feeling that way. And Jacob Fry is asked in the moment, this is what he's got to do. This is what he's got to speak on. I didn't took it that way at all.
Yeah. All right. 651-461-9226. That's the WCCO radio talk and text line. Look, I think that we'll get back to this. There's plenty of ground that can be covered with regards to this, because we're all feeling some sort of way. There's no doubt. So we'll get back to this topic possibly a little bit later in the show. But coming up next, we're like, 30 minutes away from kickoff for the Big Ten and college football season for the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers. I'm just not sure what we're expecting. And I got one big question, and it's based on the National Football League about the Gophers. We get to that next after weather on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Golden Gopher football. The season begins at the bank in 30 minutes. Facing Buffalo. The University of Minnesota Golden Gophers are favored by 17 points. So, let me just start with this. I don't know what to expect from the Gophers. I really don't. Because typically when you go into a season, based on the institution, the success the prior season, what you got returning, all that stuff, you will have expectations. Like the expectation for Texas is to contend for a national championship. The expectation for Ohio State is to run it back and to contend for a national championship. I don't know what the expectation is for the Gophers. I really don't. They're favored by 17 at the bank tonight against Buffalo. So, a few things. First off, the Gophers last season, they were inconsistent. Couldn't we say that? Like, they were not firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Then they kind of ramped it up a little bit, and they got better, and then... But my point in bringing up last season is that who was the individual that everybody's like, oh my gosh, you're in the preseason? Max Brosmer.
Max Brosmer, yes.
Max Brosmer. Was PJ Fleck holding back? Like, the Max Brosmer that we've seen in the NFL preseason? Couldn't he have done a lot more last year? Maybe PJ, I'm just joking. I'm not sitting here taking shots at PJ. All I'm saying is that Max, hey, that guy.
When you run the ball 90% of the time.
Maybe we underachieved.
Well, you run the ball 90% of the time.
But he recruited him. He knew what he was having, right, at quarterback?
Yeah, I think it's always been kind of PJ's MO to play it a little bit safer with the quarterbacks. And I don't know if that's why that he didn't unlock him. He didn't have confidence in him. I mean, we're at the point now.
Some of it was him getting acclimated to the Big Ten.
Well, absolutely. But how much time do you need to get acclimated before you take the reins off and you let the big dogs run? You know what I mean?
When he shows he's comfortable.
Yeah.
He's gotten more acclimated to the NFL than he got to go for football.
I know, and he didn't even have a number one running game in the preseason like he did at the U of M. I don't know what the expectations are either. I feel like P.J. Fleck plays it a little safe at times. Now, 2019, I feel, was kind of an anomaly when you had Rashad Bateman and Tyler Johnson and you were, I mean, in the talk for the college football playoffs, which I thought would have been the perfect opportunity because you're not going to have very many opportunities to get to that point and build off of that. And now with the Big Ten expanding to the Big 16, you know, adding the teams from the formerly known as the Pac-12, you just kind of, I feel like the Gophers 8-5 last year. I mean, is eight and five is a winning record? Is that enough? Is the status quo going to be good enough considering how big the Big Ten is? I mean, is average okay?
Well, hold on. Let me, since we're talking about this, and if you're a Gopher fan, if you're headed to the bank right now, 651-461-9226, I don't think that the over-under for Gopher football is it like 6.5 or something like that?
That seems...
I'm trying to look it up right now.
Well, I know that, you know...
I'm only looking it up because you brought it up.
Yeah.
I don't think... It clearly isn't 8 games. That's just not a thing.
But you're 8-5 last year. To have that same record... I mean, if you go down...
Yeah, but the schedule's not always the same.
No, it's not. But I think at the same time, the expectation has to be get better every year, right? Like
no, not necessarily. You don't face the same non-conference opponents. You don't face the same conference opponents every single year. It's not possible to every year say you're going to go from 8-9 and 9-10. That's just not realistic.
I mean, not every year you're going to be able to crap the bed against Bowling Green when you're a big time favorite. So I mean, let's hope tonight Buffalo. They're not bringing back Khalil Mack, okay?
It opened up at 6.5.
Okay.
In FanDuel Sportsbook, according to the interwebs.
Would you take the over on that? Would you take the over on 6.5 with the Gophers this year? I mean, you don't want to be...
Buffalo, win. Northwestern State, win.
Win.
California, at Cal, I haven't done enough research on Cal, but that's probably questionable.
Okay.
Rutgers... Who's up a couple of touchdowns so far? Ohio State, of course not.
Yeah,
Purdue, possibly at home. Nebraska,
the loss.
That's kind of a toss up. At Iowa, we always struggle. Mm-hmm. Michigan State's getting better. Oregon, no. Northwestern, Wisconsin. I think that 6.5 is a good number.
Okay. I just see this team being meh, being average. I think too. We're kind of talking
about. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and that's just it. Like Drake Lindsey, how quick is Drake Lindsey going to, you know, because we're talking about acclimation, how quickly is he going to get acclimated? Because you got a couple of really good running backs. I think you got a really good defense. And I mean, Coy Parrish he's the, you know, one of the big talks in college football.
Love him.
And when is the last time the Gophers had a defensive player with that type of cachet? Like, it has been a long time. I think that the defensive side of this team is going to be pretty good. But kind of like when you're talking about the quarterback, I don't know. I don't want to see this team be like, okay, well, we're going to go to the Pinstripe Bowl and that's going to be the goal every year. The goal every year should not be the Pinstripe Bowl or the Duke's Mayo Bowl. You should shoot to be a little bit higher. Shoot to be an end of the year, December 30th, 31st, you know, January 1st, kind of a higher premier game.
All right, 651-461-9226. You know, if you're a Gopher fan out there and you're headed to the bank, or if you're just listening, you're going to watch it at home because I know it's going to be televised on FS1. I mean, what are we thinking with the Gophers? Because I look at the Gophers, I'm going to try to get to a couple of games. I typically go to one or two games a year. Right now, as it stands, I think that the two that I'm circling or looking at is the Nebraska game at the bank. I'm looking at that one. and potentially, or possibly a little bit later, maybe that Wisconsin game, because you're, you know, you're battling for the Aggs. But how are you feeling about Gopher football? 651-461-9226. We'll take a quick break, come back. We'll go to Shane in Shoreview. He wants to talk Gopher football. We'll do that next. Oh, I'm dreaming about Gopher football. I know that Chris is in the commercial break. He's like pounding the under. You hater. Such a hater. You hate P.J. Fleck. Stop hating on P.J. Fleck,
I ain't rowing no damn boat. There's a big old hole in that boat. Called by Floyd.
Let's go to Shane in Shoreview. What does he have to say about Gopher football? What's up, Shane?
Hey there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, I can.
Hey there. Real quick, couple of things. Over on the 6.5, I didn't even know that, so I might throw down a bet on that. So thanks for the heads up, guys.
Okay.
Put some money on that. But I was mostly curious. I like your take about P.J. Fleck being a little, I don't know how politically he leans, but he is a little conservative when it comes to, like, thinking outside the box, I guess you could say. good guy. I mean, he's a great leader. He's turned the program around. I mean, I don't want to say around. Like, we were never, like, dirt, you know? Like, but, I mean, he brought, a good vibe to the program and everything. But now I think, after his time here so far, I think now he needs to
take the next step. So hold on real quick, Shane. Hold on real quick.
Yeah.
So first off, you need to get to 7 wins. So before you get to that bet, hold on a second. Buffalo, yeah, they should win, right? Northwestern State, they should win. That's 2. Cal,
yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know what the prospects are for Cal, but it's at Cal late night. I'm gonna give him a loss there, okay? Because I don't know. You face Rutgers at home.
That's my bedtime too. 9:30. That's past my bedtime, so I'm not gonna be watching.
All right, so Rutgers at home, I'll give him that W. So that's 3. Ohio State, yeah, of course not. Purdue, I'll give him that one. That's 4. Nebraska, I think that's shaky. That's real shaky, but I'll give it to them.
Yeah.
At Iowa, no, because they typically don't play well at Iowa. Michigan State I'll give them that one. So now we're at 6.
Yeah.
Oregon and Wisconsin, those are toss-ups. And then ultimately, it would come down to the Northwestern game. So to me, I think that 6.5 is a, and for some reason, I don't care how bad Northwestern is, we don't play well there. Like, what are we doing at Northwestern? I don't care what they have. So the bottom line is that 6.5. Are you confident, or are you just saying you want to place a bet just to place a bet on the Gophers?
I'm confident for sure. Okay. I mean, I'm one of the most optimistic Minnesota fans there are out here.
Okay.
So I'm confident for sure. I mean, I'm not scared to put $20 down on it, $50 or whatever. I don't even know. But no, I think I'm confident. But if they start kind of utilizing some of these athletes we got, because I mean, I called in just a little bit ago, and I kind of wanted to talk about Coy, and then I haven't really dug too deep into the other athletes on our team, but Coy, he's different, you know. He's like that Travis Hunter, you know, like
he's unbelievable.
Play both sides, all that kind of stuff. We got a little taste of it last year, so let's get crazy. Let's do a wildcat. Put him at quarterback. You know what I mean?
Hey man, Hey Shane, I appreciate the phone call from Shane in Shoreview. Dude, Coy is off the charts. Like, he's unbelievable. Like, he's
a dude.
He is one of my favorite Gophers in the last probably 15 years now. Like, the last dude that I was just like, yes, was Tyler Johnson. Mm-hmm. One of us, you know, he went to my, you know, old high school, Minneapolis North, and he was a baller. This dude, like, he's a stud. Yeah. He is a stud.
I don't want to see the comparisons to Travis Hunter, because that's, I think that's doing Coy a disservice.
No, it's not.
But let's see, if you don't think it's doing him a disservice to compare him to Travis Hunter?
That's pretty high praise.
I know, but that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I'm not putting that pressure on him, but man, that's high praise. Coming up next, let's talk Minnesota Vikings football. Matthew Collar joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.